You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Speaking of money, we'll kick off the trending report today with money. No surprise that athletes are paid an awful lot these days. Now, Forbes magazine every year puts out their list of the world's highest paid athletes. And it is pretty much dominated in the top 10 by professional soccer players and basketball players.
Crazy.
In fact, they make up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of the top 10, including 3 of the top 4. Lionel Messi, the soccer player from Argentina, makes $130 million per year.
Wow, isn't that crazy?
$130 million per year playing soccer and endorsing products.
He doesn't even have to use his hands for anything.
That is, if you're wondering, that's $356,000 a day.
Good for him.
Good for him. He's 34 years old. He's the world's highest paid athlete. Speaking of athletes, there's a very funny story I was looking at this morning. There's a woman, her name is Gianna Pachia or Pachia. Anyway, she's out in Rhode Island and she has been kicked off of Tinder. They sent her a note saying that she has been banned for life from Tinder because she was using it to get people for her kickball team.
Awesome. I want to join an adult kickball team.
You should. You'd have fun at that. You and Nicole should join.
How fun.
They refer to her as the kickball cupid, but she says she's now been banned for life because she was using Tinder for not the reason that it was intended. Who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
Really, who cares?
Get over it, Tinder.
Tinder needs to lighten up. I think that's funny. So if you're with child and you are trying to figure out what name you want to tag that child with when they're born,
yeah,
you should know that, you know, there's always trendy names, right? The whole Aiden, Payden, Caden, Dayden, Faden, Jaden thing went around for a while. And then there's the whole thing about, you know, giving them a traditional name, but spelling it oddly. And that makes you trendy and cool. Well, here's the new one. Genealogy website is saying what really people are starting to do is going back in time. And they have found that about a century back is when names start to recycle. So a bunch of people are going back to the 1920s and finding the most popular baby names from the 1920s.
Say these in your 20s voice, though.
Go back to the 1920s.
Here's some new names here.
Look at this. I mean, you know what? I also have to hold one hand up to my right ear while I talk doing this, right?
Newsflash.
The list of names from 1920s.
Here we
go. This is what you probably want to do. If you're having a little girl, you'd want her to be Joan or Mary or Margaret or Dorothy or Gladys or Irene or Iris.
Oh, I like Irene.
I like Irene. Elsie is on there. I've always liked the name Elsie.
Mabel's on there. I love Mabel.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good one.
I'm just dizzy. I'm dizzy over this dame named Mabel. I can't get her out of my noodle, pal.
If you're having a little boy, there's some pretty classic names on there, like Ronald and Robert and Edward. I saw those are on there. But there's also names like Arthur,
Archie,
Ernest, Isaac, and Harris.
If you don't settle down, Harris, I'm going to give you a little chin music, see? That means he's going to punch him. It's so funny. I saw this list this morning. I was looking up all this 20s slang and lingo, and it was so funny. Big Cheese.
Yeah, but you know what?
Big Cheese was one. Big Cheese Archie over there. He got thrown in the can.
You know, 50 years from now, people will look back at the way we talked in the 2020s and they'll think we were dorks, you know?
I love on the slang list was berries, which is one that I always loved when we went to Iowa. And Nicole's ancient grandpa always said, ain't that the berries? Well, ain't that the berries?
And he's the only person I've ever heard say that.
Yeah.
So I didn't know that was an ongoing... I didn't know that was a regular slang expression.
It's a slang thing back in the day. The berries. Ain't that the berries?
Hey, listen, those of you also who do this thing called the just in case pee, stop it.
I do that.
The whole idea is that, you know, you don't really have to go... But you're thinking, well, before I get in the car and drive 30 minutes, I should just in case I should pee now. And there's a doctor who's posting advice videos on TikTok, and she says, stop doing that.
Yeah.
Because it teaches your bladder to tell you it's time to go even when it isn't. And if you keep doing that, the bladder will start sending those signals sooner and sooner. So you'll have to pee all the time even when you don't really have to.
I will fully admit that this is a thing because I am a, I'll just quickly go before I go anywhere, before I leave the radio station even for the day. I was like, oh, I'll just go, you know, before I leave. And I've noticed a difference. I can't hold it as long anymore.
Well, plus you're getting old. Jeremy.
And my prostate's the size of a cantaloupe.
Yeah.
No, but I've noticed that this is a thing. And
okay,
you know,
so I got to tell you. My wife is grossed out by something that I say, and I do it now. I still say it now just because I know it grosses her out. Mm-hmm. And it's not bad, but for whatever reason, she hates it. I will say, if we're going to go somewhere, and I don't really have to go, but I'll say, I'm going to go try to force out a few drops right now.
Yes.
She's like, that's foul.
That is
Why do you say that?
Because
like,
everybody can see you standing there with your eyes clenched going,
come on, drops. Ooh, sound effects. Anyway, this doctor says stop doing the just in case.
You gotta hold it. I wonder if you could.
What
the
else
Kegels.
Is trending?
Would Kegels help do
elevator
that?
Up, elevator down.
That's right. Boy, we have an update from this dude named the mayor of Pickleball. We talked about this guy a few months ago. He was facing felony charges when he used a Sharpie to draw lines on a basketball court.
And we thought it was clever.
At a rec center in Denver. We thought it was great. You know, he's there with his old buddies trying to play pickleball, and he's like drawing lines on the floor with a Sharpie. We're like, that's kind of creative. Anyway,
and he gets stopped by the man.
The police picked him up, and they were going to charge him with like $10,000 in damages, felony criminal mischief. Anyway, I guess yesterday morning, this dude named Arslan Gunny, it looks like, he and the city of Denver reached a settlement. They both agreed that he could pay for half of the estimate to remove the Sharpie marks on the floor, $4,600.
Wow.
Let's stop there. Can't they just use some sort of turpentine or mineral spirits or something to get the Sharpie off the floor? I mean, isn't this like a $12 jug of something?
The whole thing is that you're supposed to take an erasable marker and go over the top of
it. And then it comes off.
And then it will take it off.
$4,600. Anyway, on top of that, he had to write an apology letter to the Denver Department of Parks and Rec. And they were cool because they did say that his membership to the rec centers was reinstated. So now he can go back in and continue to meet with his buddies and play pickleball. But he was like, hey, we all make mistakes and sometimes you just got to pay for them. And let this be a learning lesson. Don't go to the gym and write on the floor with Sharpie, okay? Anyone listening, if you're thinking about it, don't do it. We got to talk about this again. We chatted about it briefly at around 7 o'clock this morning. But if you've done the new Profile Pic app yet, which I see on Facebook, hundreds of you have done this where you upload your face to this app that just came out and then it converts it into almost like a painting look. So your face looks painted and people are now posting it as their profile pictures. They are saying stop.
Stop it.
A lot of global cybersecurity experts are coming out this morning and saying that the company behind the app is called Line Rock Investments, and it's based in an apartment complex overlooking the Moscow River behind Russia's Ministry of Defense, just 3 miles from Red Square. So it's a company in Russia that's released this app, and now everyone's putting their face on it and sending it to Russia. It's a high-resolution image of your face as well. And they're collecting all this data on you. And they say the app can collect your name, your email, your social network information. It'll collect data from other apps that you're using. And sadly, I was sucked into this yesterday, and I did it myself. And I put my wife's face on it, too. And I will say, it looks really cool. Like, what they're doing is really cool. It's a really cool thing that they're doing. But I know now this morning everyone's like, don't do this.
That's so not a Jeremy thing to give
your data.
I had
no idea. You know, I was like, oh, this is fun. Everybody's doing it. I'll bite. And now, I'm all freaked out. So anyway, that's going on. And then Google this morning is trending. They took the wraps off a new prototype pair of augmented reality glasses.
These are super cool.
They can automatically translate speech for wearers that speak different languages. And they look like just a pair of black-rimmed, with it, trendy-looking glasses. But if you've got somebody across from you speaking Chinese, you can look in the lenses of your glasses, and it'll translate what they're saying in real time. so you can understand them. It's the coolest thing ever, and it's quick, man. Mm-hmm. It's like instantaneous. And they said, think of the benefits as well if you're deaf. If somebody's talking to you, you can read what they're saying to you right there, right in front of your eyes.
And you're saying this is from Google?
It's from Google, and they're working on it.
Because they're the ones who tried the Google glasses a few years ago.
They bailed on that.
Flop.
It sounds like they bailed on that, and these glasses are a prototype, but if they can perfect them, it sounds like they are going to bring them to market.
It's a cool idea, man.
Very, very cool. Well done, Google. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
And here it is. Find it on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. We've all seen high-end clothing companies come out with stuff with a worn, ripped, distressed look to it, so it looks like you're wearing old clothes. The latest is some fancy shoe company. They're selling roughed-up shoes for about $625, and they also have a limited edition run of extra destroyed sneakers, $1,800 for a pair of those, and they look like something you see on a zombie running around. They're really messed up, and they're going to get...
We got these old crappy tennis shoes. What do we do with them? What do we do with them? I've got an idea.
Isn't it funny to look cool now? You got to look like you're a mess? Like you haven't taken care of yourself
in months?
Well,
the guys at the sports station next door are
Oh, they're hip. So anyway, check out these shoes. They're on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
That's all you get. That's what's trending now.